Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the World Championship Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Go Bucks! And my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm also on Gab, C-A-P-T, Captain Matt Bruce, R-E-T. I'm also on Parler when it comes back. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there for you. And joining us, hour number two, the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, got to talk about a very serious incident that happened up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Our great friends and listeners that are up there, our hearts and prayers go out to you. One person killed, three people injured critically. A 67-year-old suspect, we understand, was arrested. This was a health clinic where this happened. Just a terrible situation. What do you know?
Well, Captain, at this hour, we know that the 67-year-old man is being held. He is from Buffalo, Minneapolis. It looks like that's about 20 miles or so northwest
yep.
of Minneapolis.
I know right where it is.
Yeah, and so he is being held right now at the Wright County Jail. But they understand, though, too, that he has been involved with law enforcement calls ever since 2003. There looks like there may have been even a restraining order involved of this person going into this clinic to see a particular, have any contact with a particular doctor. According to the alleged assailant's brother, this person had some kind of surgery in the last couple of years and was put on opiates. That's what we're understanding right now.
No, that's a bad deal.
Exactly. And so there were some incendiary devices, possible explosives.
Yeah, there was a bomb went off, I was told.
Yeah, so they're looking to see if that's what's damaged the building or if it was the gunfire. But again, it's a very, very sad and shocking story, unfortunately, coming out of Buffalo, Minnesota tonight. And our hearts and prayers just go out to the people there, obviously. So we'll get more information.
Yeah.
But this is a very sad story indeed.
Yeah, and Mike called in the first hour. He was talking about border chaos. It's back. Yeah, it is. Republicans have warned Joe Biden over his rising immigration crisis, telling him that stopping the border wall and moving the ICE officers away to where they don't do anything about apprehending the people and just let them come in is the wrong way to do it, sending the wrong message.
Well, sure. I mean, it, because of the policies that, again, are dictated somehow for the left of the Democrat Party elite, the Democrat worldview, as it were. What that does is revs up people from different places that say, okay, now the gates are open. It's okay for us to come into the country illegally at this point, and so it just causes chaos. And I agree with Mike. I think there probably will be a border crisis. The media, I think, who are very pro-Biden administration, obviously, may try to tamp a lot of that down in terms of the critical mass that it could hit. But it certainly, in terms of public perception, but it will be a border crisis nonetheless.
Now, some Palm Beach officials yesterday heard arguments about whether or not Donald Trump should be permitted to keep living at Mar-a-Lago, which is not a long-term living facility, because of the rules that they have in place. Now, I thought that Trump owned that place.
He did, or he does, rather. It's a Trump resort, isn't it?
I believe so, and I believe there's... So why can't the boss own it, and people apparently are complaining about in that neighborhood that they don't want him there, but I don't think they can do anything about it. I could be wrong, but they did have a meeting yesterday, and they're going to vote on it, the city of Palm Beach and their people that the people want to complain to.
Well, you know, one would think, of course, that was known as the Southern White House during the Trump administration. That's where President Trump would go. Ronald Reagan had his ranch out here in California, the Western White House,
sure,
way back in the day.
And George Bush had Crawford, Texas.
Exactly right. And so one would think that because of the ability for the president, former president, to live there with the security and all these kinds of things, that it would be something that would be acceptable. I don't know if others have complained or if it's a zoning issue having to do with living at a quote-unquote hotel, basically. But I have a feeling that a lot of this has to do with the sort
security.
Of... Security. Yeah, security.
Yeah, not having zones blocked off and all that and multiple checkpoints. I get it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if that's going to be the living place for the former president, it does cause a big upheaval in the community, for sure.
Now, Joe Biden's Keystone, well, we'll wait till we come back. When we come back, we are going to talk about the Keystone XL pipeline and what's going to happen there. There are 14 state attorney generals now getting ready to sue the pants off the federal government and Joe Biden because their economy has been turned upside down and backwards. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's...
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. And I hope you're all staying warm up there north of I-70 because it is colder than a well digger's butt. In the middle of January, oh my goodness, you don't even want to know. We'll get into it, though, in the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, in the times that we're living in, if somebody needs to give you a break with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you, which is the reason they're there to begin with. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job, and you'll get a lifetime warranty, a brand-new windshield, and $100 put in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and surrounding areas are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand today. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yippee-yo, Kyle Petty. All righty. You know, Joe Biden's Keystone XL pipeline is not his decision to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline is not being received very well. A number of senators and congressmen from that area, whether they're Democrat or Republican, they're mostly Republican, are saying, hey, Joe, please reconsider this. You're going to destroy the economy. Well, he doesn't care. So as a result of the real world costs, which are going to destroy the economy, in particular in the state of Wyoming, damage the economy in Montana, seriously curtail the economy in parts of Colorado, and also the western part of Nebraska, and even Iowa, and believe it or not, where the pipeline was being built further on down the line, where they had anticipations, because it was going all the way to the Gulf. You know that, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, they were tying it into that and it was going to go to the Gulf, and that was going to keep our oil production and our refineries just putting it out so we could keep our low price of fuel. And since all this stuff started, the price of gasoline, and I've been keeping track of it, has actually gone up 30 cents a gallon.
And that is significant.
And it hasn't even stopped yet. There's more to come.
Well, sure. And then, of course, there's more taxes that come into play, isn't there, Captain, when that happens?
Well, here's what happens. Many of the states are on a percentage scale when it comes to taxes. So when your taxes go up, the tax goes, or when your gasoline goes up, sorry, the retail price, your tax automatically goes up. Now, it may not look like a lot. Say maybe it's 1% or 2% or whatever it is, whatever the tax is on a sliding scale when it goes up. Maybe it's 12% or it's 15%. It depends on what the state you're charging. Your state, by the way, charged a surcharge of $1 a gallon last year when they needed the money. You know that, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, so what's going on here is Brent crude oil's at $61.09 a gallon to start the day. West Texas crude's at $58.36 to start the day. The year forecast out, the projections out on future barrel of oil, $67, which means we're guaranteed to see this $2.50 a gallon gasoline right out through the year, maybe higher, because I don't think it's going to go lower anytime soon. That's my thought.
No, I think you're right about that, yeah.
So we'll just have to watch and see what happens. So what's going on is this is destroying, and by the way, we don't even know how many jobs we're losing. We just know about the pipeline jobs. There are support jobs all along the line. Hotels, motels, restaurants, laundromats, car dealers, repair shops, and so on and so on.
Well, you know, we could use this example too, Captain, in a place like Las Vegas, right? One of my favorite places to visit, mm-hmm. one of my favorite places to go. You have people that work along, of course, on the Las Vegas Strip and mm-hmm. the casinos and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But when they can't go to work because of the COVID shutdowns, there are all kinds of other businesses, the dry cleaners, mm-hmm. the grocery stores and all these other things that go along to help support the community and people working. Well, see, that's a good example. When you cut off the pipeline, now all those other ancillary jobs, they're also going to be in jeopardy. And so for the Biden administration to so capriciously do this, for the ability to virtue signal about somehow they're fixing the climate, which they're not by cutting off the XL pipeline. They're actually making it worse to transport oil across the ocean, where that's also a huge problem, and buy it from people that hate us. The list goes on. But to be so cavalier about the jobs being lost, especially when asked specifically about this at the White House press briefing, is really just a terrible thing to witness.
By the way, I'm going to add another term to Mayor Pete's title. We've called Dr. Fauci Little Dr. Fauci, right?
Right, Dr. Fauci. Yeah.
Well, now we're going to call Mayor Pete Little Petey Buttigieg. Little Petey Buttigieg, because he's floating the idea around, put it out there again yesterday for the media, that they were going to do COVID testing. That would be the protocol done for anybody that wants to get on a plane or a train or a bus and go anywhere in the United States.
Well, you know, Captain, the Delta CEO, Ed Bastain, if I'm pronouncing that correctly,
mm-hmm.
He talked about this idea that, of course, number one, first of all, you're getting more people finally starting to get on airplanes and going places.
Mm-hmm.
That's jobs. That's commerce. That's people moving around and doing business of the country. But also he said, and I think it was very, very, very intuitive. He says, well, wait a minute. This takes away a lot of resources from actually testing people that might have the coronavirus mm-hmm. to testing sick people, in his words. And so again, you know, this is another thing where it sounds like, okay, well, we're really going to mandate this now. Mm-hmm. But if they do such a thing, because many states already have an issue where you have to present a negative COVID test anyway, and they're just creating another layer, another expense. Who's going to pay for that, by the way? The consumer?
Yeah. Yep. By the way, never say never, Kyle. The United States Postal Service has made a profit in the last quarter of 2020 amidst the surge in COVID-driven commerce shipping, where they were delivering more packages all across the country, because some people don't want to pay the extra cost of the FedEx and the UPS and whatnot, and the post office is always cheaper. They can get it there almost as quick, but it's cheaper, and people chose to use the post office to get things shipped, and as a result, the post office revenue was way up. They actually made a profit the last quarter of last year, and kudos to them, because traditionally in the post office, they don't make a dime come the last quarter, because that's when they have to get rid of all the money that they've gotten in the year prior, and if they don't, then they have to eat it.
Right, yeah, it's always been very, very difficult for the Postal Service. But you're right, just people are just really using them a lot more, to ship, and especially with all those. In fact, you see the postal trucks running around on Sunday. I think they're doing other deliveries.
They are.
You know, this kind of thing.
Yeah, they come to my neighborhood all the time on Sunday delivering stuff. And again, it's what the people are ordering off the internet or by phone or by television, whatever they do, but usually it's the internet. Okay, House Democrats have proposed cutting off the $1,400 stimulus checks to certain families. Now, they're talking about dropping this down. President Biden has endorsed sending stimulus checks to Americans earning $75,000 or less. And anybody making above that, unless it's a family where you got two people working, the numbers would change a little bit. But on the singles, they had that all the way up to $150,000 at one time. And people, and the politicians said, well, wait a minute. We got money and we got reports here that show us that the $600 checks they got, those people that were making that $150,000, they haven't even spent the $600 we gave them. They put it in the bank.
Right. That's right. Yeah. And Senator Joe Manchin, he's been arguing that the payments should be targeted really for people earning pretty much less than $50,000.
I think that's a great idea. Those are the people that need it. And by the way, $50,000, you tell me one average senior that's on retirement with maybe some sort of pension or 401k plus their Social Security that's making $50,000 a year. You tell me one.
Mm-hmm.
You won't find any.
Right.
Now, people that have a couple of pensions and the Social Security and whatnot, that's a different story, but those are few and far between.
Right, exactly. And
that I know that for sure because I'm one of them.
Right, yeah, precisely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, but there's still going to be, I think, some dust up about all of this. You know, people are expecting those checks, and we'll see how it goes, but we'll see what happens here.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour. And Kathy's going to give you the number if you choose to opine, and here it comes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person was killed and three more critically injured after a shooting at a Minnesota health clinic. A total of five people were shot in the attack Tuesday at the Allina Clinic in Buffalo, Minnesota, a small city about 40 miles outside of Minneapolis. A 67-year-old local man, Gregory Paul Ulrich, was arrested at the scene. Police say Ulrich was known to them before the attack, but say it's still too early in the investigation to speculate on a motive. And the Louisiana Republican Party issued a rebuke of Senator Bill Cassidy after he and five other GOP senators voted to declare former President Trump's impeachment trial constitutional. The Senate voted 56-44 Tuesday after hearing arguments on the proceedings' constitutionality from Democratic House impeachment managers and defense lawyers for President Trump. In a statement, the party said that they were disappointed that Cassidy would vote to continue what they called an unconstitutional act that is an attack on American democracy. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, let me tell you a little something about the USCCA. When I first started talking about them, about 3 years ago now, they had about 275,000 members. Now they have 450,000 and gaining. And the reason there's that many people over there is because they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend yourself by whatever means you have to do it by. Because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys. And they know, as well do you, that the legal system doesn't always get it right. Because guess what? The first person the police are going to come looking for is the guy that's left standing. And if that's you, you're going to get the third degree treatment. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you got either. So there you go. USCCA. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There is a direct link right there to go to them. You can do that, become a member, and have the peace of mind that you want to have. USCCA over at The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you'll be glad you did. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Well, let's say, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready for the happy news?
Yes.
I'm beyond thrilled, so said former First Lady Michelle Obama, after she announced a new Netflix show to debut in March over on Netflix. What's she up to?
Well, we understand, Captain, that it looks like it's a program, it's really a children's show, basically, that will be available on Netflix. It's called Waffles and Mokey, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's the former First Lady is going to try to encourage healthy eating and cooking on the show. And though she says they'll be trying different foods from around the world, from what we understand.
So Michelle's going to cook.
It looks that way, so we'll see. She did the healthy eating initiative when she was first lady.
Well, you know, Barack's pretty thin, so I don't know if the cook is all that good. Usually, if the cook is good, the other half of the combo has got a little bit extra weight on him.
That is often true. You're right about that.
All right, now here's something that's kind of unique. Have you noticed that Donald Trump, of course, can't tweet?
Right.
But he's over on Gab, and he's posting things. And I noticed that when I went over there. And his supporters that can tweet are taking what he's putting on Gab, and they're posting it over on Twitter. So he's got thousands of people that are doing lots of tweeting for him, almost as much as what it was before, but I'm sure not quite.
Well, right, and, now look for the related stories then of if they figure out you're trying to tweet for Donald Trump, then they will probably suspend the account or something like that. I suppose maybe it just has to do with what is being said, but and if it violates their community standards or what have you, but it'll be interesting to see how much of a message he can get out that way.
We found out something from Facebook yesterday, posted in the chat room. Did you see it?
What was that?
If you dare to challenge the results of the COVID vaccine on Facebook, you're gone.
I did see about that.
You're gone.
You're right about that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And that's really quite interesting. Again, so it depends on the parameters of how they would make those kinds of determinations. Is if somebody has
It's because they have factual statements versus someone's opinion.
Right.
Factual statements versus someone's opinion, and that's what got the Mike Lindell brouhaha started.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Because that's his opinion based on his information, not the facts of the matter. That's mm-hmm. why that got the way it was. Okay. Did you hear what happened in Texas about immigration with a federal judge?
I think they continue to extend the injunction, basically, against Biden's order to stop all deportations.
Yeah, they blocked it. They blocked it. The bad guys are going back, folks. It's not, don't let them confuse you with this stuff, because right now the policy that was in place is still in place. Biden wants to change it as soon as possible because he doesn't want to send anybody back. He wants all these people here in the country because, after all, Kyle, those are votes.
Well, exactly. And again, this is one of those things where something that on its face, the practicality and the efficacy of it is so obvious, but yet the ideology, the machine, the political perspective drowns all of that out. Because we're talking about people that committed crimes and so forth, and they're not good. They don't want them deported.
Now, John Durham, the U.S. attorney overseeing the Hunter Biden probe, has been asked not to resign. Did you see that?
I did see that. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And I told you that he wasn't going anywhere. A lot of people go, oh, they're running around. Oh, it's going to stop. Nope. He's been asked not to resign to continue what he's doing.
Right. Well, and hopefully as that plays out, I mean, it's actually in their best interest, too, because let's just say, just for the sake of argument, there's nothing there about Hunter Biden and all the other
stuff. It needs to come out that way.
Exactly. They would do well if it was, in fact, that way. So we'll see.
But meanwhile, back at the ranch, would it be a fair estimate to say that there's probably 14 to 15 million illegals plus probably 5 million anchor babies in the U.S., bringing around 20 million to the total of illegals that are here in the U.S.? Would it be fair to use that as a number to start with?
Well, I think that's closer than the 11 million.
Yeah, it's not 11 million because he doesn't take into consideration all the anchor babies and all that stuff. And that's my opinion anyway. Could be wrong.
Right. Yeah, I think it's much more than the quote unquote standard number that we always hear.
Yep. Yeah, but if I'm wrong, I refer them to the captain's rules. Which, by the way, you can see on Facebook. You'll see the captain's rules. Now, the news you never heard. Mark Meadows, in an interview with Martina Bartolomo, said that President Trump offered 10,000 National Guard troops to be on standby ahead of the January 6th rally, and guess who turned them down?
Well, was that the mayor or prosecutor?
The mayor and the council that governs the District of Columbia.
Right.
Which, by the way, is watched by the Congress of the United States, overseen by the Congress, and in particular, Nancy Pelosi.
Well, right. And there were even news stories about this in the sense that they knew something was brewing, and yet they didn't take any of the measures that would have been necessary.
Yeah.
So President Trump did try to involve, from what we understand, the National Guard early on to make sure. Because, again, I mean, it's the obvious target. It's the obvious thing. It's going to be a big to-do January 6th, and you know that people are going to try to go there and do something weird, and you need to put the things in place to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Yeah, now I got a question here from Mark with a C. He is in Baltimore, Maryland. He's saying, what are you talking about with Facebook again? Well, here's what I'm talking about. Facebook is going all in now to block the spread of bogus vaccine claims. In practice, that means the social network plans to ban a new bunch of false claims in addition to the manifold of false claims already out there that have been banned.
Right. That's exactly where
that is their, and that is their statement. That is a statement that they sent out to all the administrators, the page administrators, and the owners of the different pages that are there, and I'm one of them. I've got 12 different pages with over 200,000 people that are there on those 12 different pages. And I get this, and I've had to crack down because they've come after me.
Well, exactly right.
Enforce this or we will.
Right. Well, you know, nobody wants to be a party to spreading any kind of false information about anything. You know, we want to know.
And we certainly don't want to be what some of these other goofballs were doing by trying to preach revolution and other things. That's not the answer.
Well, of course it isn't. That's right.
And that'll get you banned quicker than a 5-cent cigar.
Well, right. And of course, you know, with this idea of trying to get people vaccinated for the for COVID-19, it is a critical thing for our nation, because we've got to be able to get people back to work. We've got to be able to open up, and the vaccinations are the real key to that.
Yeah, and you are entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
Precisely.
Because the facts are there for a reason, and the facts that are there are not necessarily what your opinion may be based on. You're getting a conjecture or rumors from somewhere, and that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're trying to stop all that. Good luck to that, right?
Right, yep.
All right, well, we'll be back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Kyle Warren will be back, and we've got lots to talk about weather-wise. Don't go nowhere, no how. Kathy's going to give you the phone number one more time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, that's our pal, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And we certainly do appreciate her very much for doing that. Don't forget the pilot and Flying J bringing to the Trucker's Highway. And by the way, report, and we are going to get started right now with a little something here. Baby Likes to Rock It.
She don't know what she's doing, but she tries to do her best. She got the boogie, 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 spread all over the place. Gotta stay.
The Tractors. Remember that one, Kyle?
I do. I love that one.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Let's rock it like a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Oh, yeah. All right. And that's actually, that thing was recorded, what, in a railroad car?
I don't know, to be honest.
Well, I'm looking at it. Sure looks like it to me.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're in a railroad car, and they got the band set up and all that stuff. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, well, enough about that. We got to get going with the weather. It's really important. Now, the weather theme for much of the U.S. and the rest of this week and weekend is going to be bitterly cold temperatures to the north, dangerous wind chills, and I'm talking about really dangerous wind chills when it comes to frostbite, especially in the central third of the U.S. and the upper Midwest. Now, this extensive Arctic air mass will contribute to a few winter events, ice and snow currently going on, and likely from the southern plains all the way to the middle Atlantic Wednesday through Friday. And another winter storm is impacting the west later this week, coming in Washington and Oregon way. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. Winter storm watch tonight in effect near Seattle and, of course, down into Oregon. And so definitely we're going to be seeing some changes there here real soon. We do have a wind advisory out in the Mojave Desert area near Bakersfield. This along Highway 99, also Interstate 5, reaches all the way out to Ridgecrest out in the Mojave Desert, so be advised of that. In Colorado, freezing fog advisory. This is south of Colorado Springs down to the New Mexico border. This is along the I-25 corridor, of course. I-70 west of Boulder, west of Denver. We do have avalanche watch going on in that area. Winter storm watch throughout Yellowstone National Park. This is going to be over near into Idaho as well. But Idaho Falls clocking in right now at 8 degrees and clear. But the real big wind chill factor, Captain, is going to be in Montana in the west tonight. And that wind chill factor can go down as far as 55 below zero. Very cold in the state of Montana tonight. Negative 6 in Billings, negative 10 in Butte, and in Great Falls, Captain, negative 21 degrees.
Yep.
Very, very cold in the state of Montana tonight.
Well, North Dakota, the first 100 miles inside North Dakota and the first 100 miles of Minnesota tonight, wind chills 45, 50 below. Most people don't even care what the actual temperature is, but it's below zero, and then on top of that, the wind. South Dakota, same scenario, below zero wind chills, below zero temperatures, too, down into the western part and central part of Nebraska, almost all the way to Lincoln across I-80, so be careful. The northern part of Wisconsin, wind chill advisory there, 25, 30 below. Zero wind chill temperatures zero to below zero. The further north you go, the colder it is. And then we do have a major ice event building up. Now, first of all, we've got freezing fog in Amarillo, Texas right now on I-40. That's not as bad as it's going to get, you truckers going east. When you get over into Oklahoma, further to the east, if you're going I-40, you're going to be in snow and winter driving conditions, all the way to about Little Rock. When you hit Little Rock, then you're going to get into freezing rain. Not drizzle, freezing rain. This is serious stuff. The temperatures are cold enough, it's icing over on the roads, it'll ice your mirrors, it'll ice your windows, the whole nine yards, so you've got to really be careful and be prepared for it. A lot of wrecks going on tonight, we're hearing about. A lot of bridges are very slippery, so please be careful along I-40, and you'll have that into the western part of Tennessee. Now, moving up further north, southern Missouri. Across I-44 all the way to St. Louis. We got winter driving conditions. As you get closer to St. Louis and come east out of St. Louis, you're going to have freezing rain. It's also in the western part of Kentucky, the southern part of Illinois, the southern part of Indiana. Then, of course, most of Kentucky tonight, freezing rain all the way across. Cincinnati, freezing rain all the way across. Dangerous driving conditions. In the western part of West Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia, you're going to have a winter storm warning, as there will be more snow there. There will be snow all the way across now, Maryland, almost to Baltimore. But there's a higher elevations west of Baltimore. You're going to have snow, and that's moving further to the east. Now, down in Florida, just to wrap things up, we've got dense fog along I-75 from Naples all the way up to the central part of Georgia. North of Valdosta around Tifton, west all the way across over to the Let's see, the Mississippi border, you've got fog coming out of I-10 west all the way from about Lake City to New Orleans and beyond on I-10, I-12, all the way across I-12 in Louisiana, as well as all the way down the Gulf to Mexico. And coming out of Mobile and New Orleans both, you got fog north for about 45, 50 miles, except in Mobile, it goes all the way almost to Birmingham, certainly in Montgomery, and up I-85 just south of Atlanta. So that's what you got. And then we've got some fog over on the east side, forgot about, along the coastline from Savannah down to Brunswick, Georgia. Be careful. Kyle, how do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him and all that he does. And the weather, I'm telling you guys, if you don't like it, wait 5 minutes. But it's bad, bad, bad. Where we got the ice, we got plenty of it. So be careful. All right. Denny Simon, FoundersCode.com. What's going on in the impeachment proceedings?
Well,
that's what I thought.
I think the Democrats, their opening arguments were pretty well made, whether we agree with them or not. I will say that I will give them some praise for that. Bruce Castor, his presentation was pretty disjointed. I think I'm also hearing that President Trump was not very pleased with his performance either, although Schoen had a much better presentation, but it went a little fast. So I think now where we head to is providing evidence. So that's kind of where we are. The Senate did vote that the impeachment was constitutional. There were six Republicans that voted with the Democrats. And impeachment is constitutional. Whether it was this one or not, we don't know how the question was framed for how that vote happened. I did not see how that question was actually framed. But from a teaching moment, I know people are like, okay, well, we want to recall, you know, we want to vote Cassidy out and Ben Sasse out and so forth and so on. We kind of knew where Susan Collins and that crowd was going to vote. But I would say that, you know, if all things are done right, let's not get mad. Let's just understand the tactics. This could be a very big teaching moment if they do it the right way.
All right. We'll talk to you on the other side of the break. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check her out, FoundersCode.com. See all the things she has to offer. Kathy's going to take us to break. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.